Hello, fellow realists. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSign for Wednesday, May 18. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valuesign.com. Well, today, Japan contracts, Britain inflates, and oil climbs. In overnight headlines, Japan reports that their economy actually contracted for the latest quarter. Japanese GDP fell 0.2%, tying Japan with Italy as the fourth weakest of the major economies in the world. The weakest economy currently, incidentally, is the United States, which reported a decline of 1.4% in our GDP for that first quarter of 2022. It kind of makes you wonder about Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's comments last night. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Powell responded that our economy is currently strong, and he would not hesitate to raise interest rates. "We can take it," said Powell. One wonders if he's looking at the same macro numbers as we are. But I digress. Japan has been flirting with a very weak economy for some time, having spent most of 2020 in negative territory, and aside from that spectacular second quarter of 2021, when all the nations rebounded, Japan's economy has been relatively flat, barely above the contraction we see today. And that's the story of the global economy. 12 of the major economies in the world have a growth rate currently of less than 1%. And 7 of those countries have economies which have either zero or negative growth. I'm afraid we're watching a worldwide economic slowdown. Now, in other global news this morning, Great Britain reports the highest inflation rate they've had since back in 1982. And again, the principal driver of this is the cost of energy. In spite of Britain's North Sea oil productions, it's gasoline, motor fuels, and electricity which drove inflation higher in the UK. In fact, the price of oil has continued its upward march this morning, with West Texas Intermediate, the chief American oil, up 1.5% this morning to $114 a barrel. Now, a little later this morning, we'll get our latest look at the oil complex in America, and as we note, gasoline stocks in particular are expected to decline once again this week, meaning less supply of gasoline. Now, in real estate, this morning's report will be on the housing starts and building permits, the very beginning step in home construction. And although the changes are expected to be minor, still, Wall Street is predicting a slight cooling in the real estate markets. Then at lunchtime for us on the East Coast will come the announcement of the Russian GDP growth rate for that first quarter. Wall Street estimates that the Russian economy grew at about 3.4%. If that turns out to be the case, it would mean that Russia would tie Australia as having the fastest-growing economies in the world for the beginning of 2022. Again, that's the exact opposite of what you might expect if you read the American press. Now, in earnings this morning, we have three major retailers reporting shortly. They are home improvement stores Lowe's, discounter TJX, parent company of TJ Maxx, and department store Target. All three are indicating lower openings this morning, with Target looking especially weak right now. And then after the markets close in New York, the major tech company Cisco Systems will report their results. Stay tuned now for our market comment, how gasoline got so expensive. Feel like spring around here. Time to get out, maybe take a little drive, see the country. At least that's how I felt before I took the family car over to the gas station. At $4.25 a gallon, gas here in Pennsylvania is double what it was just a couple of years ago. So it's costing me about $50 to fill up the tank in the small car, and I haven't dared filled up the truck yet. Now, in just a few minutes, the Energy Information Agency, the EIA, will give a whole raft of reports on this week's oil production and all the various oil products, from gasoline to heating oil, jet fuel, and diesel. And as you are no doubt aware, The news about gas and oil prices isn't looking good as we go forward here. Aside from the dramatic hike in gasoline prices that we're all experiencing, there's the recurring rumor that we're running out of diesel here on the East Coast. That rumor, incidentally, is true. And the apparent fact that there doesn't seem to be any relief in sight. So here are four quick facts to keep in mind next time you're filling up. Fact number one, the U.S. is not producing as much oil as it did before the pandemic. In March of 2020, the month the pandemic first hit, U.S. oil production hit an all-time record high of 13,000 barrels of oil a day. The pandemic immediately dropped our production by 25%, and U.S. oil production has recovered, but only partly. Current production levels are still about 2,000 barrels a day below that 2020 record. Fact number two, we only have one-half the refinery capability that we had before 2015. A series of accidents and environmental issues have closed half the refineries up here in the Northeast, including Philadelphia's main refinery, which had been in operation since 1870. This lack of refinery means that even if we were producing enough oil, we couldn't refine it and bring it to market. Fact number three, in reaction to the Ukraine incursion by Russia, the U.S. blocked all Russian imports of oil. This effectively cut off 10% of our supply. Supply, incidentally, which was not entirely replaced by the president's release of gas from our strategic reserves, a release which is scheduled to end in less than 6 months. Fact number four, the president has halted all further oil exploration on federal lease lands, representing a majority of all proven reserves in the country. Most recently, you'll recall President Biden vetoed new oil leases on the North Slope of Alaska and in the Gulf of Mexico last week. Now, among the many reports that the EIA will release will be a report entitled Gasoline Stocks Change. This report tells us just how much gasoline the nation has on hand currently. And for the 7th week in a row and the 11th week out of the past 13, Wall Street expects that today's report will show that we have less gas on hand this week than we did last week. Of course, reduced supplies result in higher prices, and that's just what we're experiencing. Now, for all of us, it's fair warning that things are going to get a little tight around here as the summer unfolds. And that's the value side for this Wednesday, May 18. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.